Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser is expressing concerns about the impact of Operation Catahoula Crunch right now. Nungesser says the enhanced immigration enforcement operation has immigrant communities on edge and could hurt tourism in the state, which is why he'd like to see a different approach.
I'm all for getting rid of all the bad people, the criminals, but I just think it could be done in a different way, where it doesn't put the fear in the whole community.
The lineup for next year's New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival has been announced. The Eagles, Stevie Nicks, Rod Stewart, and Louisiana's own Lainey Wilson will be among the performers. Producer and director Quint Davis says 5,000 musicians will be performing on 14 stages during the 8-day festival, and nearly all genres of music will be represented.
We have a Cajun and Zydeco stage with country. We have a gospel tent. We have a blues tent.
Tickets went on sale today. The LHSAA Prep Classic in New Orleans features five teams from the Monroe area, including Sterlington, who's looking for its fourth state title since 2016. Aaron Dietrich, sports director at KNOE-TV.
Listen to this stat, the fact that they're averaging 455 rushing yards on the ground in the postseason. That is amazing.
Kickoff for that game is set for 3:30. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm John Burns on TIX FM.